T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, you never know. You're thinking he's got a chance, and Turner let go of the ball, and I was like, oh, no, he's out. And then all of a sudden, Rosie kicked in the afterburners, and he literally outran the ball. Like, from my angle, it was the ball was ahead of him, and he just kicked in the afterburners, and it was unbelievable. We went crazy.
Well, from your vantage point, I mean, he's always a guy that hustles down the line and is obviously – really, really quick, but you felt like he was able to take it to a different level.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like he kicked it into a whole nother gear. And you watch him run from first to home or first to third, and he's got that gear. He, like, somehow just willed it and kicked it in at that point. I mean, it was unbelievable. Like, literally, when Turner did everything he could and played it right, he didn't, you know, he had to the way it was chopped and let it go. He's got a good arm. And Rosie just outran the ball. Like, he just willed it to himself to run faster, it looked like to me. It was unbelievable. I don't know if I've ever seen a walk-off ground ball infield single either.
Anthony in the front.
Ricky, what was your two things? What was your viewpoint on Alonzo's home run? And he had some pretty strong things to say last night about wanting you to stay as manager. Did that get back to you, and what do you think of that?
Well, the home run to me looked like it was way fair when it crossed and then way foul after. So it had to have been a hard call for the umpire. The umpire called it right away, so he must have seen the same thing that I did. You know, the wind was unbelievable up there, so it was blowing the ball all around. But, I mean, he hit it so far. Sometimes when you hit him that far, it's kind of hard to tell when they go down the line like that. But, you know, he's a great player. You know, he's a home run hitter. You know, I haven't been on a team with just a pure home run hitter in a long time. This guy is one of those. I mean, it's like one of these throwback Mark McGwire type guys. I mean, it's unbelievable, this kid. And he comes to play every day, you know. He's an unbelievable kid.
As far as what he said last night about wanting you to stay on.
Yeah, I mean yeah, you know, like I said, he's an unbelievable leader. He's got what it takes.
Tim in the front.
On a night when Wheeler gave up a couple in the seventh, Familia and Zamora don't have great outings, how would you describe the confidence among those in the dugout and you specifically in this lineup's ability to keep sticking to it?
Yeah, man, these guys have never given up. Hey, we've had bad games where we haven't got a ton of hits or a ton of runs, whatever, but I've never seen them give up. And tonight was another case. And not only the position players and the batters, but the pitchers are picking each other up. I mean, Bachelor coming in, that's a tough situation for a young kid that's just kind of starting to have success at the big leagues to come in and get that out. That's huge. You know, they're picking each other up. Gesellman did it the night before for Familia and Zamora. They're picking each other up, and when you do that, you have a better chance to win games, and we've gotten a couple wins because they're doing that.
With Wheeler in the seventh, under more ideal bullpen circumstances with Lugo, Wilson, Gesellman rested, would you stick with him there or probably not?
He you know what? He felt great, and he had two outs, and he was still looking pretty good. Obviously, he hung a slider, and Dozier made him pay. That would have been a tough call. Had we had Lugo available, there would have been at least a stronger conversation in the dugout.
Tony in the front.
Obviously, with Rosario, the game was on the line, so it's a little different circumstances, but he looks up to Cano. And with what happened over the weekend when you talked to Cano, did any part of you fear that trickling down to the rest of the roster? Is that part of the reason why you wanted to address his situation?
No, not really. You know, we talked about this in spring training. You know, not that exact situation, but people are different and people have to prepare for the season different. And, we, you know, everybody knows what is expected of them. We did have to have a conversation, an internal conversation with Robbie, but you know, there was no excuse me, there was no worry that, you know, it was going to affect Rosie or anybody.
Matt in the front.
Just two things. I'm assuming you didn't have Gazelman tonight.
Yeah, you know what? He was limited, pretty limited. You know, we were going to maybe use him in extra innings. So, you know, we have to sometimes get the job done with people other than you know, certain guys. But, you know, he felt okay. But two innings, 32 pitches, day off, pitch again, to pitch him again tonight – it was kind of, you know, I only wanted to use it emergency only, kind of going in. So, but, you know, it wasn't anything about that. It was more, hey, we thought Familia was going to get it done. He didn't. He'll get it done next time.
Well, the follow-up to that is, I mean, this is another blow for him. He really hasn't come through for you in the eighth inning this year, to be blunt about it. But, I mean, do you have to start reassessing how you get those bridge outs to Diaz?
Yeah, you know, we have conversations every day. We do realize that Bashler, Gagneau, are throwing the ball well. When you don't have Lugo, maybe we do need to have a sit down and have a conversation internally about, you know, what we're going to do. We have some guys that are stepping up and pitching well, and we need to throw the best guys out there.
Zach on the right.
Mickey, did Brandon – something happened in BP today?
Yeah, well, he came into the field pretty stiff in his neck. He'd been battling it. You know, it happened to him earlier in the season. It, whatever he did sleeping just really locked him up, so we had to take him out. And the only thing he was available to do today was bunt, excuse me, or run, or pinch run.
So is he – what do you think about tomorrow?
We're going to have to reassess when he comes in. You know, he seems to think that if he gets the right pillow to sleep with, to wrap around his head, he might be okay. That's kind of what happened last time, is it kind of resolved itself in a day. But like I said, we're going to have to reassess him.
Did he hit in BP today?
He did. He did. And he just – it wasn't going to happen.
And you had mentioned earlier with Conforto that you would see how he reacted to – taking the bike, anything new on
that? No, we don't have an update yet.
Thank you, Mickey.
Yep, thanks a lot, guys.